Hallmark events in the city of Quincy every October is Harvesting Hope for Dove. Domestic violence ended here in Quincy. This year, they're back.
Yay!
Live. Yes. Mary Christo and Don Hayes are here from Dove to tell us all about it. Hi, ladies. Nice to see you both.
Good
again.
To see you, too.
Good to see
thanks.
You. Just it's great to be here.
Yeah, I was going to say, just the fact that we're here.
We're in person.
In the same room together. I know. It's
wonderful.
Really a relief.
It is. Yeah, we haven't seen our supporters at a live event, and it'll be 2 years come Harvesting Hope, because 2 years ago, Harvesting Hope was our last in-person event before COVID hit.
Yeah.
So we're very excited to see our supporters again and just get everybody together in person.
It's great. Yeah.
Very excited about it.
Just right off the bat, October 29th, right, mm-hmm. Mary?
Yep.
At the Boston Marriott Quincy?
At the Marriott Quincy, yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
And the hours?
5:30?
Cocktail hour starts at 6 to 7, and then we're going to have a lovely dinner and a program after that, as well as a silent auction and the usual things.
Yes, yeah. So the fun, usual fun things.
The usual fun things.
So we'll talk more about that in a minute. Yep. Let's back up a little bit, Don, and tell me how Dove's doing during these interesting times.
Well, actually, we're doing okay.
Okay.
We've still been continuing to see our clients, even though it's been mostly on a virtual platform.
Still,
we actually moved all of our shelter residents to independent apartments, because the congregate living is very challenging because our shelter is staffed 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So you've got full-time staff, and then you've got 6 families in a two-family home, so that's it becomes a challenge.
I bet, yeah.
So we thought it was much safer, and thanks to the city of Quincy, they gave us a lot of money to support our folks in apartments for a short period of time.
That's great.
Yeah, okay. So we're very, very happy about that.
Super.
And our other services are going well as well. We started bringing children back because we have a program, Children Affected by Domestic Violence. So we are seeing them in the office if they're comfortable, because kids, it's very hard to have sessions with kids via Zoom.
Virtually, yeah.
It just doesn't translate. No. So we've been welcoming them back.
Okay.
And then our legal services and other services are still doing a fair bit virtually.
Okay.
In the community office as well. We were able to work really well. The employees and staff for the year and a half remotely have started to trickle in, but still doing some remote work.
Absolutely.
From from home,
sure.
Some coming in a couple days a week, that type of thing.
So I think that's kind of the new normal
it
with
is,
a lot
yeah.
of
yeah.
you know, organizations now. Yeah. It's just figuring out who can be remote, who can't, what the benefits are. I don't think it's going to go away
anytime
soon.
It's the new normal, as they say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don, in terms of need for Dove's services, where do you see it as compared to last year?
There's still a great need. Actually, over the summer, we had to shut down our legal helpline because we had we didn't have the bandwidth or capacity beyond the clients that we currently had at the time. So that was terrible, having to, not have people be able to come and see us. But that has subsided a bit, but we're still in great demand. I mean, the whole, all the things, as we've said before, that they say about COVID, stay away from people, blah, 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 stay in your house, this and that, is a recipe for a disaster for people who are involved in a domestic violence situation.
Yeah.
So it's, challenging.
Is it better now that kids are back in school, at least?
I personally haven't seen that correlation yet. So I don't have an answer to that question, but I do know that all of our folks are busy. They're busy.
How about the fact that courts are now back, in session as well? Because there was a tremendous backlog when the pandemic first hit. I know they're still trying to catch up. But has that been an issue with, say, getting restraining orders or hearings?
As far as I know, our lawyers have not had issues getting restraining orders, and I do think that I would have heard about that. We have leadership team meetings, and we meet with all the directors to keep our finger on the pulse of what's happening.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Did Dove benefit at all from the federal pandemic relief funds, really?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Mary can speak a little bit more to that as a board member.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So we took advantage of the first PPP loan, and that really helped. We actually, based on that and our generous donors throughout the pandemic, we were able to keep everybody employed
That's great.
Through the whole year and a half, which is great. Yeah, so that's the basic relief that we took advantage of.
Sure.
So it's...
You can't help unless you have people there to help, right?
No, that's exactly right. Okay. Exactly right. And you know, without having in-person events and that type of thing, you know, our supporters have really stepped up.
Yes.
People are, you know, kind and generous, and that's, we depend on our supporters and our donors, so we're very lucky that we continue to have that support.
Yeah. Is Dove back in the schools now, that schools are in session? I know there are
yes.
some, you are.
Is she? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And actually, we, and again, thanks to the city of Quincy and the mayor, they helped us to expand our education and prevention program, which is fantastic, because Jen Bolton, who is the director, only was a one-woman team for like 10 years.
Yes.
And now she has a full-time addition, again, thanks to Quincy.
And the school committee.
And the school committee.
Super.
So that's, we're really excited about that, and she couldn't be happier. So yes, long answer to your question.
No, that's good to know.
Back in the schools, and then even more so.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's almost 10,000 students in the Quincy Public School system, so at least two people
exactly.
be helpful, I'm sure.
Yes, exactly.
It makes events like Harvesting Hope all that much more important this year, right, Mary?
Yeah.
You have an ambitious fundraising goal.
We do.
$200,000.
As usual, absolutely.
Is that comparable to past years, or is that?
A little bit lower.
Okay.
It's a little bit lower.
Okay.
We were hit pretty hard because we did have virtual events.
Mm-hmm.
We had three virtual events, so it literally cut our event revenue in half, which is really unfortunate. So again, thank God for the, you know, the PPE and those and our individual donors who helped fill in that gap.
Yes.
And as you know, we've always depended on these two, you know, the two events, the two major events that we have every year. And right before COVID, we were just on a roll. It was growing and growing. And that Harvesting Hope that we had right before COVID hit was our most successful event ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Raised huge. Almost $250,000.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So that would have been the fall of 2019.
That's correct.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we were, you know, and then we went to virtual.
And then.
And you know, the first virtual event being the spring event, you know, it pivoted a month before the event because it was in April or May.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, COVID hit in March. We shut down in March. And that virtual event was pretty successful. But as time went on, people got tired of virtual events. That the last virtual event we had was a bit of a struggle, and I think that people in the early days were excited about
it. It was a novelty,
to support,
right?
Yeah, and then
you know,
it was
feeling
hard
like
to
you could do something, you know,
exactly.
to make a difference. Yeah.
As of this past spring, it was kind of hard to make the virtual
it was
event.
Hard.
Yeah,
ask any parent who was trying to teach their kids.
Exactly.
You know,
so true.
Yeah.
So true.
So yeah.
I'm glad the kids are grown.
Yes. Yeah. No, I think you're right, though. I think you got old.
Yeah.
I think there's a place for it.
Yeah, for sure.
And some organizations are doing kind of hybrid,
you
know, in-person / remote to keep occupancy down at the venues and what have you. Not Dove, though.
No, we're
going
to go. We will have some access to the event remotely, being like our silent auction will be available off, like online if you're not at the event.
Good. Yeah.
That type of thing. But we're taking, you know, we're going in safe. We're taking precautions. We have protocols that Don can share.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's talk about it. It's, again, October 29th at the Boston Marriott Quincy Dove Domestic Violence Ended Harvesting Hope fundraiser. And that name, Don, hasn't changed really since you started it, right?
It hasn't.
Yeah.
And we have had this event more than 16 times. Mary asked me and I was trying to remember the exact amount of years, but it's been a mainstay.
Yes.
And it's our, you know, it's our main signature event.
Okay.
So very important for us to come close to our goal.
Sure. Cuz
we do have some potential shortfalls coming in 2022.
Okay.
So
let's find out about how it works. How do people participate?
Well, if you want to come, you can purchase a ticket. We have, we're working with a company called CrowdPass, which allows you to upload your COVID information. It actually verifies that it's legitimate, you know, your results. And then we stay in contact with you through that, because we're asking everybody to show a negative COVID test that you've been vaccinated and or that you've had a negative test within the last 72 hours.
Okay, All right. So that's going to be required before we even step in the door.
And we'll be checking at the door as well. And if for some reason somebody comes and says, well, I uploaded it, but I'm not on your list.
It didn't work or something. Yeah.
Right. We're going to have rapid testing there as well.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Which takes 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
So we don't have to turn anyone away.
And it sounds like it might be a little bit of a pain, but it's really not when you think about, you know, where your support is going for this organization. Yeah.
Should they bring their vaccination card just in case?
Can't hurt.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Absolutely.
A lot of people are carrying that like a driver's license these days.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or a digital copy of it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Along with an ID to prove that
right.
They're that person.
Yeah. As long though, I mean, it's in the easiest way would be to use CrowdPass, upload your information,
yep.
and then should be squared away.
And okay. then nobody has to, you know, be bothered while they're there, because we want people to come in, feel safe, and have fun.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
The information, I'm assuming, is going to be confidential and
oh,
protected.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Oh, absolutely. And they're a very reputable organization. They've been used by several nonprofits in the Boston area.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Is there a deadline, Dawn, for folks to do that?
No, I mean, you can do that right up to the day before.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And we're also going to take other precautions. We'll have masks there.
Okay.
We're going to have tables of 10 with only 8 people seated at them.
All right, so you can spread out a little
so
more.
So we can spread out.
Yeah.
And currently we have slightly over 100 people that if everybody who is owed a ticket comes, mm-hmm. we would have at least 100 people there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's fantastic. I mean, the more the merrier.
Okay.
And if it's only 100 people, it'll be a very intimate gathering. And,
true.
You know, we have some powerful videos that we're going to be showing. And it'll just be really nice to have the Dove family back together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And prizes.
Prizes.
Yeah. Hey, things that you can win.
Yes.
Make you smile.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, let's talk about
and trips you can plan.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the raffle items and some of the auction items.
Yeah.
If we could.
And there is. So we're having a live auction as well.
Yes. Who's your auctioneer?
It's going to be Erin Ward, and she has done a lot of auctions in Boston. She's nationally known, and
okay.
she's the Boston Area Rape Crisis Center.
Okay.
Uses her quite frequently.
Great.
She's very moved by our mission, so we're excited to have her.
Super.
And we had booked her for 2 years, you know, for the last two, so we're finally getting to
see her in person.
to see her in person. Exactly.
Okay, good.
But one of the tremendous live auction items that we have is a choice between two trips to Mexico. I'm blocking on the name of the town, but
cool.
These are amazing properties that come with a chef.
Mm.
One is right on the beach. You're going to have a choice of one or the other. They've gone for $15,000 at other auctions. But they come with a private chef. They can sleep up to 15 people. So it would be a wonderful, if you're looking for a destination wedding
yes.
or a family reunion or something
yeah.
like that.
Okay.
And the other one is a little bit of a little bit more rustic, but still comes with the chef and the pool, not on beachfront.
Mm-hmm.
But So that's very exciting. That was donated by a very generous donor.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Yeah.
And there is a silent auction that's leading up to the event, though, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
So the silent auction, we've got packages from a landscaping package to a fitness package to house cleaning.
We have some a lovely, for the Kate Spade fans, we have a Kate Spade bag.
Okay.
We have axe throwing.
What a diverse group of items. Okay.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and we really try to have, you know, core auction items that people always like to see, but then we're kind of focusing on experiences because people haven't been out of their homes, right? They're just trickling into doing things. So we're going to give them things to do. And the cool thing is most of the things in the auction, you don't have to use it tomorrow.
Okay.
Like you can bid on something, win it, and hold it for a year until you are comfortable going.
That's a great point, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So
and
that's
especially
really
the trips.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you don't have to use the trip right away.
So right.
That's key. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. And then we are going to have a raffle this year, which we go off and on with raffles, but this year we've got one of the oldest castles in Ireland, the Kilkay Castle, has been donated by a generous donor, and that's going to be a raffle. So that's.
So you have to stay in a castle?
Yeah. Stay in a castle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The second oldest one in Ireland.
All right.
And I believe it's 4 nights.
Yeah.
So.
Fun.
Yeah.
So that's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, and things so like that, if people everything. Are a little leery about traveling still, to be able to hold that until
exactly.
you know, things, when, quote yep. unquote, get better.
When you're, yeah. But, exactly. And there'll be restaurants and, you know, a lot of the maybe hairdresser or nail salons, those kind of
okay.
things. But yeah, a lot of experiences that we put together, mm-hmm. like packages.
Yeah. Have you had, what's been the reaction of businesses, you know, when you approach them for donations, because they've been going through such a tough time.
Yeah, but you know what? They're still so generous.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Still,
you know,
they give when they can.
They give when they can. Yeah, and I haven't had a no yet, and I've been out there a lot.
That's great.
With the local businesses, and I think it's great because it gives them some exposure. Mm-hmm. Maybe it brings somebody new to the restaurant or the business, and that's what we want to do for them while they're doing for us.
Sure.
You know, is to you know. Get them some exposure, bring some new customers to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great to hear. And
yeah.
It speaks well of Dove's mission, I think, too.
Absolutely.
You know, that's got a high priority in the community.
Mm-hmm.
People understand the need for it, certainly. So that's good to hear.
Yeah.
We have a very interesting, it's a chocolate tasting.
Okay.
Where they send you a box of various chocolates, and then you do the tasting via Zoom,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting. We also have one of our longtime donors is a wine connoisseur,
mm-hmm.
And he's very specialized in how to, you know, what do you call it,
cheese
a
wine.
Sommelier?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
pairing wines with foods.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's always
and he comes to your home
okay.
and you know wine and cheese, and he does a tasting and brings you a few bottles of wine. So.
And the perfect
like
thing would be to bid on both, and then you've got your wine and your chocolate tasting
yeah.
all in one night. Wouldn't that be great?
Great way to think.
Yeah. That's right up my alley.
But it's all based on fun.
Exactly.
You know, it's all based on
yeah.
fun.
And supporting yeah. an amazing organization.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we should point out the silent auction is available online, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to wait till the event.
It kicks off early, and then
correct.
If you're not at the event. You can still participate in the silent auction.
Okay, and you can still win if you're not there.
Absolutely.
So oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And if you're not getting our information, if you go to the Dove website,
mm-hmm.
on www.dovema.org, get signed up to our email list,
yes.
and then you'll start getting information about Dove, and then you will get the link to
yes.
the silent auction.
Yes, I've done that, and I do get those.
Yeah.
So it does work.
Yeah, I'm not shy with emails, for sure.
It's a good way to stay in touch.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Are you on social media? Are you
absolutely.
Reaching out that way
yeah.
as well?
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. We have a very robust Facebook fan base with over 4,000 likes
really?
And,
okay.
and followers, as well as Instagram
mm-hmm.
and LinkedIn as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So many different ways. It's hard not to find you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our supporters are really, really great at sharing and liking, so it gets to a much wider
of
net
course.
Of people, which is awesome.
Yeah.
That's what
right.
social media is all about, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
The money raised for this event, I always ask, is it earmarked for one specific area at Dove, or is it, you know?
Well, we have a couple of areas that might, a couple of programs that may be challenged in the new year.
Okay.
One is our legal department, potentially might be a shift in their grant
okay.
funding. And the other is the shelter. We want to keep those folks in those apartments
yes.
as long as we possibly can.
Okay.
To keep them safe.
To
yeah.
keep them safe, and that money sort of runs out potentially at the end of December.
Okay.
So this event, I've been told many times, because I'm the director of marketing and philanthropy, has to be a success.
Yes.
Okay. No pressure,
no pressure.
All on our shoulders.
It's a very much a team effort.
It
but
is, of course, yeah. Yeah.
So donations, I mean, they will have real-world effects on your clients.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They always do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they are tax-deductible, we should point out as well.
Of course,
yes.
And after that, it'll be the holiday assistance program, so plenty of ways to help.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
And I wish you the best at your event.
Thank
events.
You so much.
Yes, I'm sorry, don't worry, you're going to say
something. No, I was just going to say, you know, if you can't attend yeah. or if you want to, you know, still support us, you know, you can still make a donation.
Of course.
And, you know, which would be very much appreciated.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you both. Great to see you.
Great. Good to
Thank
see you,
you
as well.
Thanks.
Yes.
Awesome.
You're welcome.